Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1417 of our trek and time for our three-minute mini trek called Humor Unplugged. Our Thursday podcast will provide you with a clean and short funny story to help you to lighten up and live a rich and satisfying life. Something to cheer you and give you a bit of levity in your life. We are told in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 30, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health. We are also encouraged in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. Consider this your vitamin supplement of cheer for today. So let's jump right in with today's funny, which is titled, The Missing Money. Andy and Sally, an elderly couple, were celebrating their 60th anniversary. The couple had married as childhood sweethearts and had recently moved back to the old neighborhood after they retired. Holding hands, as they always did, they walked back to the old grade school. It was not locked, so they entered, and they found the old desk that they shared, and where Andy had carved, "I love you, Sally." It was a cherished memory, as those days came rushing back to both of them. They felt truly blessed. On the way back home, they took some side roads they often used to walk along when they were young. Suddenly, an armored truck went speeding by and a bag of money popped out the back door, which was not securely fastened, and it fell on the road, practically landing at their feet. Sally quickly picked it up, but not sure what to do with it, they took it home. There she counted the money and found out that it contained $50,000 in new $20 bills. Andy was beside himself, as he never had seen so much money at one time. He exclaimed, "We've got to give it back." Sally wasn't so sure, and she said, "Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. Besides that, we don't even know the name of the company whose truck it fell from." Sally put the money back in the bag and hid it in their attic. The next day, two FBI agents were canvassing house to house in the neighborhood looking for the money. They came to Sally and Andy's home and knocked on the door. "Pardon me, but did either of you find a bag of money that fell out of the armored truck yesterday?" Sally said, "Nope, we don't know anything about it." Andy could not keep quiet and said, "She's lying. She hid it in the attic." Sally said, "Oh, officers, don't believe him. Poor Andy is getting senile." The agents turned to Andy and began to question him. The lead agent said, "Tell us the story from the beginning." Andy said, "Well, you see, officer, it all started when Sally and I were walking home from grade school hand in hand just yesterday." The other FBI agent turns to her partner and says, "We're out of here." I hope that brought a smile to your face today. If it did, pass your smile on to someone else. We could all use a kind smile each day. Our Thursday thought is, we will always be friends until we are old and senile. Then we can be new friends. And here's our verse for today, Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. That is the whole story. Here now is my final conclusion. Fear God and obey His commands, for this is everyone's duty. God will judge us for everything that we do, including every secret thing, whether good or bad. And just as you enjoyed these nuggets of humor, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,416 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for Futuristic Fridays.